Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
Truth Nation, good morning, good morning. Welcome to hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Homer Blow and Damian LZ in the building, and today is Giving Tuesday, and we have teamed up with Milwaukee College Prep to make a difference for Milwaukee's future. Milwaukee College Prep provides a top-tier K-8 education free of charge to 2,000 children in underserved communities, and 96% of their students go on to graduate from high school in time, as compared to 65% of peers from other Milwaukee schools. With less government funding than traditional public schools, MCP needs your support to provide critical resources for scholar success. Give the gift of education right now by visiting MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com/Giving Tuesday to donate. That is MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com/Giving Tuesday to donate. And we were talking about, speaking of underserved communities, and Walgreens continues their nationwide cuts. They are going to eliminate 1,200 stores nationwide, but it seems like the early cuts are coming and being centered around the Milwaukee inner city areas. And Bobby, you have been patient. We appreciate you calling in. You are on Truth Be Told with Telly, with Homer Blow and Damian LZ in the building. What's your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, brothers?
Blood up, brother.
Homer, Damian, Dave, this is Bobby that works for Midwest Side Partners.
What's happening, Bobby?
Hey, man,
how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I spent 22 years community organizing in various Milwaukee communities, and I've been in license hearing, as you know, helping close down some of these establishments because they just wouldn't do the right thing when it comes to personnel management or investments into the physical building itself. But one of the things that Al touched on, man, that, you know, after 22 years, I have to say, man, that ninja mentality, it permeates through the community, and it hides among black people that's real black people, man. Now, as you guys stated, y'all go outside of the community to get your services, man, so do I. I'm a property owner, a family man, a husband, and you know, man, but I can't deal with some of the things that happen in places that's close to where I live. So, D, my question is this, man. I know you work in, politics, and you're a wrestler, a hell of a job. I know y'all hard in the right place, but, man, I think that ninja mentality is the cold and not a symptom. With everything rising as far as, being a homeowner in the city of Milwaukee, what is to stop people, good people, good black people, from just saying, since I work in Oak Creek, I'm a move to Oak Creek. Yes, things is higher, but the pleasantries are there. I know what I'm paying for.
Convenience.
So I'm gonna shut up and I'm gonna listen to y'all, brothers. Hey, this is reminding me of the old morning, the man show, man. Listening to y'all brothers talk like this.
Appreciate it, Bobby. So, Dame, go ahead.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Shout out to my man, Bobby, who is one of the greatest community organizers we ever had in the 15th District and has always put the people first. And so shout out to Bobby. I don't know how to answer that question. What do you tell people? How do you tell people we need you to stay within the city limits and we don't need you to move when things like this are happening? You have to look at it, I guess, from a historical standpoint. That's what I always base my decisions on, and a lot of times is on a historical. I chose to stay within the city of Milwaukee. I chose to stay in the heart of the city because I understood that historically in black communities, we as those beacons of light or whatever you want to call us, in Homer's case, he's a legend, those legendary people like that, we want to stay in the community because we want those under us, and not under us, but, those ninjas, to see the other side, to see that black man that is taking care of his business, to see that black man that is raising his family, to see that black man that can stand on his porch, drink his coffee, and be like, y'all brothers need to stop that down there, and they listen. We had that coming up. It's gone now because of the reason we have that access to go. Those that have the means, we have the access to move to Mequon. We have that access to move to different parts of the community and take that away and just leaving the mutated ones as
Well, here's the thing with that too. You're hearing today, Truth Nation, that you can stay in your community. You just could go elsewhere and get your stuff. And but Creation Muse hit us up on our YouTube message board, and this is I'm speechless. This has got to be the quote of the day, and that is, "What do you do in a world where the heroes are arrested and the criminals are respected?"
Mutation, man.
Golly.
That's deep.
You know what? Mutation. I'm not going to try to follow that up. We're going to have Black Conscious do it. Black Conscious, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
You call a devil a liar and call him by his name and keep God first. Knowledge yourself in good health because I'm blacker than black because I'm black, y'all. Love. What to do, my brother?
Bless, bro. How you doing, man?
All right, so listen, his brother said something a while back that irritates me too, but it's all by design. It's all by design. We're no longer dealing with just food desert. We're becoming a desert of needs, period. This is where we step in, black entrepreneurs, those that desire to have businesses.
Absolutely.
Focus on your people. They have the need. So we don't need to have a Walmart. We can have a Wall Williams. We can go in there and take that building that already got the stuff in there, because that's one thing they don't do. We can go in there, paint the walls. We have black carpenters who can go in there and rearrange it to whatever design you want. Take a leap in faith. Green, hey, money is green. We spend money. Give us a reason to stay in our neighborhood and not believe the hype.
I think that's the one. That's the key thing you just said right there. Give us a reason. When you don't give us a reason to stay in our community, we're gonna go outside of the community.
He's absolutely right.
We all fall short to the story that everything is better on the other side of the fence. Until you find out, that's all artificial crap. It's all made up, and what you had was even more valuable. They're trying to get you out of here. Gentrification, get those pieces and areas that are target and are valuable, and let's buy back and get back on our own stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't need them to have a Walmart. These Walgreens locking up drawers, locking up deodorant. Man, they ain't buying no deodorants. You have smelled some of our young people around here lately? Have you smelled? Listen, they ain't stealing mouthwash. They ain't, man, nobody, man, come on. That was old hustle. Now, I see if it was a shelf full of Jerry Curl juice back in the days, but here's the flip side. They got insurance. They get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's insurance that come along with that that they write off for that. Pink toes steal just as much as we do. Mm. They're not all out there bountiful and plentiful. Stop believing the hype, my brother. Love and live righteous, Milwaukee.
Appreciate it, Black Conscious.
I agree with Black Conscious. Yeah. Let's be honest. What if, and this is just a theory. You know, sometimes I let my mind drift. What if all of this, the theft prevention stuff that they were doing in these black areas and these brown areas were to set the tone for the eventuality of them closing them down? It's okay, y'all are stealing, so we got to lock everything up. So for 5 years, everything's locked up, and now we got to close it down. We just can't do it anymore. We got to close it down.
Oh, was it a part of the ultimate plan?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, because every business is about what? Making money.
Yeah.
And if there's something that's going to stop them from making money, it's time to find something else to do.
Because you have to realize they can see the writing on the wall, like as we can see. Amazon Prime is killing, making everything over the internet is winning.
Yeah.
So the retail stores are going away. Like I said, they're going away at a dinosaur. People like us still want to go and do it. But the next generation, they get all their stuff off the internet.
Man, yeah.
You know,
let's think about another sad reality. When I talk about the things that are going on and the theft and all of that, I can go to a gas station that is in Germantown, and guess what? They don't have any bulletproof glass up.
Oh no!
You can shop freely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But any gas station that serves a impoverished community you're going to have to go through things. They're going to have to, you feel like a bank that they let the drawer out and then you put your stuff in, then they pull the drawer closed. Like, that is the sad reality of people that we know that have worked in these industries. Like, even when you hear about some of the violence that's happening at some of these convenience stores and these gas stations or whatnot, it's usually people trying to figure out how they're going to deal with the theft prevention and all of that, and they've taken it to an extreme. But it's the gas station on, I believe, Houghton, Dame, correct me if I'm wrong, but they were on, like, Channel 4, and this man has been begging for help. And these youth come in there every day and they terrorize.
Just,
you saw that?
Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, yes, man. Yes. So it's things like that. And I'm knowing that he got high 4K cameras. So some of these parents or guardians of these teens got to know, oh, that's my son. Oh, that's my cousin. Because when they want to act like they don't know, let that person end up losing their life. Then they gonna be all on TV. They had to kill my baby. Yeah. My baby was just sitting there.
And
you know who he is. Now you know who she is.
And another thing too, Homer, when you were talking about the bulletproof vest, glass. People don't understand, and people outside of the black community don't understand how that even just makes you feel subconsciously. I'll be honest, but I'm from East St. Louis, which is the hood. If you've ever been to East St. Louis, my wife is from East St. Louis. We met in high school, been dating since high school. And there are certain places that she just won't go because she'd be like, oh, they got that bulletproof glass. Man, I ain't going up in there. That ain't safe. Mm-hmm. And so just the feeling of that glass, it's not just, oh, it's about protecting them. It's the feeling that I have because I ain't done nothing wrong.
Right.
Why do I have to come in here and feel like everybody else? I don't know. But we got, wait a minute, before we do, hold, we got Winky Blue on the line.
Okay.
Winky, what is your comment on this subject?
Well, I'll be totally honest with you, my man. This is a very rough topic. We're looking at, I've been listening to people all across the country talk about Walmart and how we should boycott Walmart. You know, what we're suffering from, man, is some of the George Floyd's aftermath. It's still abrupt. It's still going on. And some people don't realize that was just a movement. And it has become, for some people, a way of life. I mean, they secure in just taking things, you know, because, you know, the riot, the aftermath, the fallout of that riot is still in effect. But we have to be careful, man, when we start picking on places like Walmart and Walgreens, because they do employ people in our community. And what we're doing, especially with Walmart, they call itself protesting Walmart during Black Friday. I understand that Walmart's got some problems, you know, but at the same time, Walmart is one of our biggest employers in the cities around this country, you know, and Walgreens has its share too in employing Black folk. So we have to be careful, because when those people pick up and move around, it leaves so many unemployed, and that takes you back to what you're talking about, people with guns, people with pistols. It becomes unsafe, because we're going to figure out a way to survive. You know, I'm against them constantly raising the price on cigarettes. Cigarettes is a very addictive habit, man, and people will wake up and go find a square in the morning. They don't wake up and say, oh, I think I'm going to go knock something and give me a pack of squares. They wake up and say, I need some money. But the first stop that they make after knocking something or coming up with some bread is what? A pack of squares.
Thank you, Winky. We were kind of getting, you know, off a little subject there with the squares, but but we appreciate it. And again, you know, this is a conversation that will continue, because I have a strong feeling that this will not be the last Walgreens that's going to close in the near future here in the city of Milwaukee. And a lot of it, as we've been talking about, has to do with theft and security. And speaking of security, again, we started the show by telling you some of the topics that we are going to cover, and one that impacts two of the gentlemen that are in this studio greatly, that being Homer Blow and Damian LZ, people that put on events and are part of events a lot often. Well, more often than I am, I'll just say that. But and the question now is, what is the role of security at clubs and events, especially with fights and brawls taking place at establishments and events this past, well, over the Thanksgiving weekend? One of them was a huge event. And August hit us up on our YouTube message board earlier in the show and asked that he said they were acting like some hyenas at the Black Affair. So we're going to dive into that on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The real Miami, the MIA, this is where we hustle.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Oh, man, oh, man. Great comeback song, Kyle. Because Kyle, we are going to dive into some of the things that happened that...
But if he's doing it, he got to stop it right now. Okay, never mind.
We got to,
inside.
He's saying, he's playing a clean version.
Snippet. No, no, I'm saying snippet.
Snippet.
Homer got jokes.
They're talking about some of the details of the all-black affair that took place over Thanksgiving
weekend. They got a little snippet.
According to some.
I seen the video.
Yeah. Well, according to you now. According to
you. I wasn't there.
Yeah, so we're not going to get into the details of it. Because we don't know what's going on or what can be talked about and what can't be talked about. But what we can talk about is a serious question, because what is the role of security at clubs and events? Because it was this summer when we saw a black man killed in front of a hotel. Hmm. Off of security guys.
Yep.
And people were trying to figure out, okay, well, we know common sense tell you when to stop. But but a lot of times you'll have, and I can say this, and Homer, you put it out there quite well during the break, is that you will have a big event that is taking place where you have famous people that are coming to perform and all of this, and you'll get more views off of some off a fight or something like that as opposed to the actual event. And I know over Thanksgiving weekend, and you know, you have seen videos, and you like, you named three different instances where there were fights at big events, and you know, like, it's going to continue to happen if we don't ever address it or try to put parameters on what's expected, because you can't expect everybody that shows up to a party to act right, especially when you got alcohol and other things involved. You can't expect everybody to be civil. So you got to know it's at least going to be one that's going to act a fool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do to combat that? But please go into some of the instances over Thanksgiving weekend where this was prevalent.
Yeah. So it's crazy to have to say starting in succession. Friday, a beautiful event that was put on by three of my friends, Myron, Tim Ricketts, and Johnny L. Jones. And the fight that did take place, again, as I know people are saying, well, you know, we can't let that overshadow the things that went on, and it was a beautiful event, and Swift Sloan got an award and a proclamation, and I get it, and we had top class, you know, performer with, you know, Brother Rick Ross, but the minority, and I talk about this a lot, it's minority situations that end up ruining it for the majority, mm-hmm. and that's what the fight is all that the majority of people are talking about. That video by the brother who filmed it has over 1 million views. And this is without being put on World Star or mm-hmm. any other platform. This is just from his video. And it kind of overshadowed. And I was like, I was asking, where is the security? Because in my opinion, it was like, it shouldn't have been able to go on that long. And people could say, well, it was only a little over a minute or whatever the case may be. That's too long. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Because we've seen people get injured. Some people been shot, some people, you know, mm-hmm. in less time. So, and it appeared that there were just two brothers that finally, because I had a problem with that too. Why is everybody out with their phones and not doing anything? And I always talk about that. So were these two brothers that did end up breaking it up, were they security? And what are the parameters of what the security guard can or cannot do? Was law enforcement yeah. should have been called? Then we go to Saturday.
Before we go to Saturday, okay. Let's talk about this one real quick. The security at that one, I know they had security, and I know they were present, but I just don't think they responded fast enough. I don't think in that situation that they were, and that's going to be the only thing that people talk about is the response
yes.
of the security
yep.
and not being there fast enough. They for the fight to have re-up and it initially fought, it was, and the whole issue was about some baby daddy drama.
Mm-hmm.
It was two women with the same baby daddy, and it was drama, and one sister and then the other sisters jumped in to protect the sister. So it was that. And I just think as soon as it jumped off, you gotta jump on that.
Right? Yeah.
Because
right.
Yeah. out of fear of this same situation, because you have this event, you have this great event, all these black people dressed up looking beautiful at this event.
At the Baird Center, the same place they had just had the RNC this summer.
So, and so you want to make it, and this is their, they had the white party mm-hmm. not too long
all
ago.
White experience.
And I heard that was great.
Absolutely.
Beautiful people, you know, they all had a great time at that one. And they were doing something similar here.
Yeah, and the parking structure one didn't go as viral as this one went.
Right. And so you have this fight, and this one fight, because of social media, can overshadow everything that takes place and become the topic of discussion. And then and the security just got to jump on that, because the fact that I can watch 1 minute and 2 minutes worth of fighting,
that's where I'm going,
and
bro.
Nobody is breaking yeah. it up fast
that's
enough.
That's a problem.
And
that's
you know, especially in big surroundings and environments like that, fights can escalate so quickly.
In a minute second.
Yes, it could go from just two people fighting to you accidentally hit me and I'm going to hit you back, and then now you got four people involved mm-hmm. and then like, wait a minute, you ain't supposed to do that, and then
absolutely.
You got your friend. So that is the most disappointing thing for me is when you have promoters that are trying to do something and bring stuff to this city that has never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're bringing Rick Ross, you're bringing Tweet.
Especially like, to that magnitude.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And everything can be put in jeopardy just because somebody is into it with a baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because what happens the next time when those three brothers mm-hmm. go to the Baird Center and say, hey, we want to do this next year. And be like, we kind of saw that video
right.
that, you know.
Right. But
we ain't doing that.
I think I've seen some information from them because, of course, you know that they immediately had to have that meeting. I have yet to be able to talk to them, but it does appear that the Baird Center, in their statement, their official statement, were saying that they're not going to stop people being able to have, you know, mature events there, which is a great thing, because again,
yeah, because they could have easily said,
absolutely,
ain't doing this
absolutely
no more.
So
that's a good
for
thing.
That, for yes. that, I do anticipate
or
another
raise the limit of insurance that they
now
would have to get.
Now that kind of stuff is probably going to happen.
Well, yeah. So now you got to get the insurances are crazy. Yep. So then you can't even afford it off of a baby mama, baby daddy drama because he was involved in it. He spit on the girl
and punched her.
And then punched her twice.
Oh my God.
So just off of that alone, it shouldn't have even been security. Black men
yep.
should have stepped in and yeah. said, hold on, brother, you're not finna hit this sister.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going
to, because
I've done yeah. that just driving down the street. You're not
too,
finna put
bro.
Your hands on this
me
woman.
Too.
I don't
yeah.
know what's going on. I don't know what
yeah,
y'all
have. But it don't require
y'all.
That.
It don't
yeah.
require that.
yeah.
So you need to relax. I'm not putting my hands on you. You, but you're not finna put your hands
on
her.
Right.
And then as a community, we should have stepped in. But
yes,
also
sir.
As security, they gotta jump on that quick.
Absolutely.
And they
yeah.
gotta be. They gotta have that. And I'm not saying they didn't because I know security was there and I know they did their thing, eventually breaking it up. But
so what was that actual security there, or were those just two brothers that?
No, security was there. If you watch the video, some of them brothers are secure. They dressed. You see them in they black, and
well,
they, and some of them are security.
Well, then I got another issue then, because they were there while it was happening then. The ones that I saw breaking it up finally, they had been there while everybody had their phones up in the air.
That's all I'm saying.
So that is a problem. That is a problem.
Wow.
Because if you are, then we shouldn't have saw booty meat and everything else. You
mm-hmm.
get what I'm saying? They definitely need to get that carpet clean. Because, yeah, it was all kind of unnecessary juice on that carpet. I'm just
a lot of booty juice, a lot of the, BJ.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And listen, the fact that we have to have this discussion about something that took place, when there was so many events, that, like I said, we had our event
mm-hmm.
this past Friday.
Absolutely.
We had the comedy show Saturday with D-Rock.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
We had the Black Experience on Friday. All these great events. It was a great weekend for
was.
Black Milwaukee. It was an excellent weekend. Weekend.
The AKAs was in town.
Yes. They had their thing on Saturday for the Cotillion reunion and stuff. Like, my daughter went through Cotillion, all that stuff. It was a great weekend for Black Milwaukee, but this 2 minutes.
It takes it down.
It's
the same thing of what happened a couple of years ago at Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Great celebration.
Absolutely.
This was after the fact, and then what you hear on the news? There was a shooting down at the Juneteenth celebration.
Right.
And it
right.
was like, no.
Right.
It happened way
absolutely.
After. But
absolutely. And then that becomes the narrative.
It becomes the story.
And that's
yeah.
the same. Like we were talking about the Walgreens
yep.
stuff, how the narrative becomes
yep.
the popular thought, and then now they can make decisions based upon this narrative that right. they've created. Now they can make decisions based
absolutely.
Upon this
yes.
narrative that they've created. So
there
it
you
hurts.
Go.
It not only hurts, shout out to my brother Tim Ricketts, it not only hurts them, but it hurts us when we want to throw shows.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
now it's like, well, I heard this happens and
mm-hmm.
that happens.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to
be elegant.
And it was.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it was. And like I say, so there I would definitely have a serious conversation of whoever provided the security. And I know the center may have had theirs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that they had to hire theirs as well. But then we go into Saturday.
Golden Saturday.
Bar 107.
Yeah. But here it is, you know, before we step aside for a break, Double R hit us up on our YouTube message board, and this is something to consider. And you said, Dame, that people should step in and say, hey, you're not about to hit this sister. But Double R says, I know people who've been killed from trying to break up fights.
And does that stop us? No.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And I deal with these subjects a lot because I really come to the aid of how a lot of men are not protecting our women. If we ask a poll question and
mm-hmm.
ask the women in our community, how many of them feel protected and safe by the Black men in the community,
right.
you're going to start crying.
Wow.
Because they're going to tell you they don't feel safe. They don't feel protected.
I agree with that.
Men would rather end up filming them, and on the live, you hear them talking about, man, if that was my sister, if that was my mama.
Right, but that is somebody's
that's
sister.
That's all
that
I'm saying,
mama.
Man.
Yeah,
and
Great points.
Because that brother spit in that woman's face,
right.
from what I've been told.
Right.
Wow.
Spit in that woman's face and smacked
her. And then punched
her.
Yeah.
And so at no point is nobody going to say,
that's crazy.
Hey, brother, I ain't got no problem with you. You not finna do that.
But what you not going to do.
Hey.
Right. You
I
know what I'm saying?
I'm all for it.
And you in this secure event. So ain't nobody got no guns in here. They
right.
went through their security check.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you don't got to worry about that.
And that's
yeah.
where I'm going with, like, what is that role? You know, what role do is it call police right away? Because in the three brawls that I saw that took place, and I'll just say, well, I guess it was kind of a brawl. First, but I'm saying at Bar 107, it was a brawl. At Bar Louis, the following day, it was a brawl. And the sad thing about it for me was all of the individuals, especially when I saw Bar Louis, it was going down, and I went and saw the videos. I was like, okay, please, be some white people. Be some white people. It's at Bar Louis. It was us. It was people that looked like us. And it was like, what is the common denominator in some of these situations? No, it's not only just us that do it, but in all of those instances, who was it that made it appear that all of the negative connotations that come along with it, the stereotypes that come along with it, who was the star of all of these fight videos?
Yeah, well, Homer, you bring up a great point and brings us to takes us in another direction, because it talks about the protection of womanhood. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it comes down to. It's not that if you know her or if that has to be related, but do you care that women are protected, especially against a man who spat and slapped or punched you in the face, which is, you know, never condoning that. But Double R hit us back, Dame, and said, I'm supposed to put my life on the line for people who don't even say thank you when you hold the door for them?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'd say yes too.
And he's not doing it. Because
it ain't everybody.
And he also, Double R says, I'm protecting what's mine rather than going on a shirt for a woman who would eventually go back with him.
That's the issue that we do. Yeah. And we have to understand, like, I have been in the car with my daughters and seen two girls about to fight in the middle of Atkinson, 29th and Atkinson, my old neighborhood where I grew up at. I will see them. They're about to fight. I have stopped the car, pulled over. My daughter's in the backseat. They got hammers about to fight. I jump in and be like, this is not the way that you want to end your life. This is not the way you want to go to jail. Mm-hmm. This is not the things you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And as a community, if we are the leaders of our community and we are the ones that are supposed to be taking us to the next level, those are the things you have to do. Now, if you want to say, I'm not that person and I'm not a leader, then fine. Step
right.
to the back.
Yeah.
Right. Let somebody else that is going to be a leader, somebody that is going to do something big, let them step up and be in that position to handle that. But get out the way. Don't stand there and videotape somebody. Go get somebody that's going to handle that situation in the correct way.
I saved a woman's life that the aggressor was her husband, and he had a gun out.
Wow.
And I protected her. I didn't expect to for the police department to honor me with an award or whatever. I just knew that this woman's life was in danger. And I was in a position to try to get her away from what would have been a murder-suicide.
Because community is based upon protecting community. And you can't say, I'm just going to protect. And I agree. I hear what Double R is saying. I'm going to protect mine, of course. But that's yours, too. So, that baby over there is yours, too, because we community. Right. So I'm not going to let somebody smack. I'm not going to let nobody smack up my daughter, just like I'm not going to let somebody smack up your daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we're going to keep this conversation going on the other side of the break. The caller, I saw you. If you had a comment about the Black affair, hit us back up, 833-212-1017. And again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. More Truth Be Told with Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We've been discussing the security measures and the things that have taken place or took place over the Thanksgiving weekend. There were several events, like Dame said before the break, for Black Milwaukee over Thanksgiving weekend. It was a festival. There were, if you were bored, there was something wrong with you, because there were events for everybody. But the problem ended up being, in some of those events, there were fights that took place. And it's not just, okay, it's a fight, it happened, and thank God, you know, no one was hurt seriously. Mm-hmm. There are long-term repercussions that mm-hmm. you all were talking about during the break, and you should really share with Truth Nation because, again, you have these three brothers that have proven that they can throw safe, good parties Absolutely. For mature audiences, right. but it's always that one time where if something happens, then it's going to always be labeled that way. Mm-hmm. And with this fight that took place at the All Black Affair
Experience,
All Black Affair Experience, what we know is the fact that this video has gone viral. Mm-hmm. And Dame, as we said right before we came back from break, if there's already been over 1 million views, I'm sure at least a few of them might have something to do or some connection with the Baird Center. And they are going to probably take more precautions the next time.
Right. And you got to think about it in this totality. That's the little snippet we saw. They got the full high definition of everything that took place. And they can watch it from when it started.
Yeah.
To the time that it ended.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they ain't got just a little, you know, I'm not a photographer, I just had my phone up.
They got the surveillance.
The surveillance of the whole premises.
And what that does is, and for all of us that do throw events and have events, and like these brothers been doing this stuff for years mm-hmm, and never had mm-hmm. nothing.
Right.
And even if they did have something like this, it wasn't to this level.
Correct.
And they were stepping it up, going from raising the bar in this situation. So they were expanding their pool of people that were coming out. And in doing that, you get an element that sometimes you're going to act like this. You know what I mean?
Right,
unfortunately.
Right, right.
And that's just how it goes. That we shouldn't be held to a ceiling, scared of moving forward
mm-hmm.
because of the bad side of us. That shouldn't be what happens.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's the case. All I'm saying is, like you said, it was a great weekend. And even the experience, the Black Experience was great. The Black Elephant on Black Friday, great.
Right.
The D-Rock show, great. But all that people are gonna remember is this 2 minutes, unfortunately.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you have, like you said, it gets 1 million views. And unless we tell the totality of the story, and I'm like, we on Black Radio, we telling the totality of the story that it was a great party from what I've heard, and people had a good time. But the
you know what people going to ask about?
You ain't
going to
get this.
You ain't going to get this anywhere else.
Yes.
Right. You ain't going to get this on social media when they only showing a 2 minute clip.
That's
and they
right.
not showing the whole party.
Right.
And so, like we were saying, is that those Baird people on the board will use this as a reason to now, anytime somebody wants to do something urban,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing quotation marks if you
mm-hmm.
don't see me,
mm-hmm.
urban or whatever, or their insurance is going to go, they're going to have to provide an insurance bond in the millions and millions of dollars
yeah.
just to even step through the door, which makes making, and they do think, throw up these hurdles and say, oh yeah, they could say, yeah, we still going to do these parties, but they ain't saying on the fine print, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, and the contract
in.
May end up being like a big old
right. And so
old
it's not even making
Bible.
It makes it not even profitable to do it no more.
You party know? Tariffs.
That's
what they go through.
And it's not like that hasn't been the case.
Right,
and
right.
It's not
right.
like it, we've been doing parties and throwing shows since 2000. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and so it's not like that's not the case. We had to fight to get into doing hip hop shows in some of these clubs on the east side. And we had to fight to get into doing hip hop shows at used to be Martini Mike's, the Velvet Room,
mm-hmm,
stuff
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
We had to fight to get in these places so that we could get to the point where we can be in the Baird Center. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's right, that's yeah. right.
And then somebody comes and just messes it up.
Right. Even at yeah. the Cooperage. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
like
at
for
the Cooperage.
Us to be able to have events and reasonably rental fees,
yeah,
you feel
yeah.
what I'm saying, to where yeah. you can not try to kill the consumer and the fans that are coming out to see mm-hmm. the Black Elephant reunion.
And that's why when people act like this in certain situations, they have to understand the ramifications of what they're doing and
yes.
control their
yep.
emotions
yeah.
and understand.
Yep.
Get
understand
into it at Walmart.
Right,
don't wait to the All Black Experience.
It's bigger than you in
you
this moment.
Hey, right. You done paid money, paid good money.
Paid a lot of
to
money.
To be up in there, dressed up to only fight. The caller, thanks for calling back. You on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning.
Hey, brothers. Yeah, it is very unfortunate. And I always go back to home to, you know, date myself. You know, back in the day, fellas, we had this place called the Palace where they had security on.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And to Homer's point, they didn't, and these were kids and teenage kids with a lot of energy. When gangs first started here in Milwaukee, and they would break up a fight before it would get started, right, Home?
Yes, sir. No lies detected.
So that's the kind of security that I guess is needed for, unfortunately, adults who I guess are supposed to be 25 and older who didn't experience being able to slip in the club even at 17 and get in Sonny's because you knew how to act. If you remember that, Home?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But with this particular fight, I just want to say, with the video I saw, it looks like the husband, which I heard this gentleman was this lady's husband, who was actually the more so the victim, could have stopped the fight himself.
He probably could have.
Yeah.
And there are some other things that I've heard that are on social media that you guys probably can't speak to, that they are a married couple and the baby mama did approach them. And that this lady who wound up being the victim of the two young ladies was trying not to fight and was forced into that situation and is a great co-parent to her stepdaughter who it seems like a woman scorned who lost a good man, but a man who doesn't react fast enough.
Yeah, I don't believe he was married.
From what I heard, he's a good dad, but he was called names.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't believe.
I don't think he's married. That's the first I heard.
But on top of that, and thank you, the caller. We appreciate you calling back and chiming in. And we're going to step aside for our final break. But before we do, when you really think about, you know, where this is Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and we are talking about a fight where we should have been talking about, man. Did y'all see how Rick Ross performed? Did y'all see this? And man, it was a bunch of beautiful black people. But
did y'all see Black Elephant come back together after 20 years?
Stuff like that. Yeah. But we're talking about something that is between two people that's their business, but they want to make it everybody's business when you decide to fight in a public party. When we come back, we will have our Truth of the Matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, it's that time, and that is the time of Truth of the Matter, where we give our takeaways from some of the topics we have discussed throughout the show. This has been a great show. We appreciate the engagement. You can always hit us up every day, 833-212-1017. You can stream every single show and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We're going to start with the legendary Homer Blow. Homer, what is your truth of the matter?
Man, we have to really define what roles that security has as it relates to being able to intervene in these situations. When do they call the police? What is the timing factor? Because it appears to let it explode to a level that it shouldn't even get to. And then by the time you know it, somebody's shot or there's a homicide that can happen. Also, with the Walgreens and the businesses in our community that are picking up and saying, we out of here. Again, we have to talk to our relatives, our friends that we know are out here doing some of this kind of stuff and let them know, like, look, man, you killing us. You love your grandma. You love Nana. You know what I'm saying? You love Papa. He can't get his medicine now because these places are closing down. So you literally killing us by your behavior. So, and if you don't change, we going to be in the same damn situation.
Yes, sir.
Great. That's my truth of the matter.
Thank you for that great truth of the matter. Dame, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is along the same lines as Homer. And when you look at the totality of what we discussed today, when we talk about the Walgreens closing and them saying the criminality issues have affected them in closing, when even though that whether that's true or not, there is some criminality issues that we've discussed. And so we've again allowed ourselves to put ourselves in that boat where we can be thrown into the depths of whatever it is, and they can say whatever they want and create these hurdles for us and say, hey, but look at this. And the same thing with the parties and the security and whatnot. We as party goers have to do better and understand that these people are, and as a party event thrower myself, we are going out on a limb when we're doing this and we're providing this service for you. So when you come to this party, respect that and understand what they want to be able to say about us, and don't give them the paperwork and whatever to say that about us. So the truth of the matter is, we as black people always got to do better. Can't always blame them. We got to do better sometimes.
Man, oh man. Why at the very end you got to take what I was going to say? But no, that is that, man. But you said it so well. But my truth of the matter is exactly that. You have to really, really take into consideration the A word. Accountability. We can't just sit there and say, oh, they are doing this, they are doing that, because guess what? If you give them a reason to not close the store down, what corporation is going to see a thriving business and say, you know what, we're gonna shut that down? But if they come in and see that there's a lot of shoplifting, there everything has to be locked down, and we're not making any profits, and we're doing all of this still, then, yeah, I'm going to go somewhere where I'm going to make more money. And when you know better, you do better. And here's the thing. We know better. That's not even an excuse. We just got to start doing better. You know better than to go to a party and get into it with your baby mama or your baby daddy. Like, you know better. That's not the place or the time to do that. And again, we know what is going on in these communities and these Walgreens, and we play a part in that. If we were going in there patronizing like everybody else, then it wouldn't be a situation where they want to take it away. But great show again, both Homer and Dane. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You know, Truth Nation, we really appreciate your engagement. Again, you can always stream and watch us live. Don't miss a single show. So, Lord willing, we'll do it again tomorrow, same time, same channel. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes.
Peace.
Peace out.